if the pitcher is the earthen vessel,
yes,
am I willing to be broken? What a question. Brother Chuck, I'm sorry. I kind of like myself the way I am. And the Lord says, wait a minute. The vessel is not going to be used unless it is broken.
Amen.
The light is not going to be shine out. It's not decoration, but it is a life surrendered to Christ here in the world of the enemy, that we might have the victory for him. So it has to be a broken vessel. And I love to see the three companies that we've had. Yes. They've been divided into three. And it says they blew the trumpets. I think again of testimony when I think, yes, of a trumpet. That there was the testimony of God. Because do you remember what he was going to show earlier? He was going, and I'm looking for the verse, somebody may find it for me, that the world would, or that that everyone would know who the God of Israel was. And so in the midst of all these Midianites with their own religion, with the idolatry, all the things that characterize them, there is the sound of the trumpet that is unmistakable in the battlefield that night. The three companies, they blew the trumpets,
yes,
they broke the pitchers, and they held the lamp. They held the light that had been put into their hands. And the trumpets in their right hands, it's interesting, the trumpet was in the right hand to blow withal, and the light was held in the left hand. And they stood. Wait a minute, what kind of a battle is this? They what? They stood. They stood every man in his place round about the camp. And look at the results. All the host ran and cried, and the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord said. What did John remind us? Whose is the battle? It isn't my battle. It's him. Stand still and see the salvation of God. You see, we have the greatest difficulty of wanting to be all involved in activities when the Lord has said, listen, my child, are you willing to stand still and allow me to work? You see, others may have such.
I think that we've been talking about God providing and knowing his own. And this whole story of Gideon is God proving his doubts and God proving who he is. So you ask the significance of the trumpet and the earthen vessels. It's in a battle. Why not use swords and weapons to defeat an enemy? But then hearing about the trumpets and the earthen vessels, I think back to Jericho when they walked around, didn't touch anything. But it's just showing who God is and what he can do. And it doesn't matter how big or small you think you are. God can humble you and he can exalt you. It's just how you allow him to work through you.
Just a quick word, and I know our time basically is a little bit over, but we read these first four verses. The verse 22 that we were on, the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all of the host, and the host fled. And then we read of this, and then we read of Gideon wanting to involve others in this work, don't we? We read that Gideon sent messengers throughout Mount Ephraim, and we see the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and we realize again that there were leaders there among the enemy. They were taken captive, Oreb and Zeb. They slew Oreb upon the rock. Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb. They pursued Midian, strife, you see, and they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of the Jordan. So great was the victory that God gave that day. And this is what we want when we go home, young people, that there is in your life, if the Lord leaves us here and you come back this year, next year, or if there's the opportunity that you can write to Tony or to John or to myself, to this big John, if we would say, that we can hear of the victories that the Lord is giving you in your life. I want to say as we end the reading that if there are difficulties and there are problems, our names are in, I think probably all our names are in the address book. We'd like to hear from you. We want to know how things are going. If there's a question that has come up, I want to tell you, we're available. I want to say, first of all, the Lord is available. But if you just need a friend, you need someone to write to, sit down. I'll tell you what else to do. It's the day of cell phones. Call us. We'd love to communicate with you. We're all in the same place of verse 4. We're faint yet pursuing. We're not giving up. We're going on for the Lord. And this is the message that we carry back to the assemblies, that we want to be for Him. That you go home to your assembly, and what we want to hear is that there is a difference in the meeting you come from because of the way the Lord has changed your outlook in your life here at Eastern Bible.